morning, everyone. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you all the market cues ahead of today's session. There seems to be some sigh of relief with no geopolitical escalation over the weekend. Now, first, a look at global cues. On Friday in the US, the Nasdaq Composite and S&P 500 fell for a sixth straight session, notching their longest losing streak since October 2022. The downtrend comes as Nvidia dived, adding to the recent market woes tied to geopolitical conflicts and sticky inflation. In contrast, the Dow Jones rose 0.5%, lifted by a rally of more than 6% in American Express following the earnings. Now, this morning, Asia-Pacific markets rebounded from Friday's sell-off as investors looked to fresh data points out of China, Japan, and South Korea this week. On Friday, markets in the region tumbled after Israel launched a strike at Iran, causing stocks to fall and safe haven assets to climb. However, according to the BBC, Iran's president did not mention the most recent events in his Friday speeches. Meanwhile, today, China's one-year and five-year loan prime rates were left unchanged at 3.45% and 3.95% respectively. The five-year LPR acts as the peg for most of the property mortgages in China. Now, back home, the Nifty ended 150 points higher on a day. The futures were pointing to a 350-point gap down. Now, it also managed to close above the mark of 22,000. The Nifty protected the March 20 swing low of 21,710, recovering from an intraday low of 21,777. Now, there's a lot to look forward to for the index over the next 2 days. Friday's recovery also meant that Nifty managed to claw back some of the losses that it saw all through the last week. Yet, the index ended 1.6% down for the week, marking its first weekly loss after four straight weeks of advances. Now, this week will also be the monthly expiry week for the Nifty and Nifty Bank contracts. For the series so far, the Nifty is down close to 200 points. Now, today, the market will react to results from HDFC Bank, which were reported on Saturday, while on Tuesday, the market will react to other Nifty heavyweights like Reliance Industries, which will report results after market hours today. Now, apart from HDFC Bank and Wipro, which reported results over the weekend, these are the stocks to watch out for. Jio Financial Services, well, its interest income came in at 280 crore rupees for the quarter. Now, Aditya Birla Fashion has approved the demerger of Madura Fashion and Lifestyle into newly incorporated Aditya Birla Lifestyle brands. Now, iReader will also be in focus, as it has reported an all-time high annual net profit of 1,250 crore rupees, a growth of 45% over the last year. Hero MotoCorp has inaugurated a product assembly facility in the country. It has also launched four of its globally popular products, which will be assembled locally at the new assembly facility located in the CG Industrial Park in Nawalparsi. The facility will have a capacity of 75,000 units. Now, Ramakrishna Forgings will also be in focus as it has got the approval to supply powertrain components to Tesla, US's largest electric passenger vehicle producer. That has been put on hold. The company had on April 18th won an approval to supply powertrain components to Tesla. Although the company had not mentioned Tesla directly, the Elon Musk-led enterprise is the largest electric PV producer in the US. Sterling and Wilson Renewables has seen a revenue growth of over 50% to 3,000 crore rupees. On the other hand, Persistent Systems has seen US dollar revenue growth of 3.4% from the December quarter to $300.9 million this time. Lupin has announced the launch of 25 mg strength generic Mybetrig or Mirabegron in the US. The company has got approval to launch both 25 mg and 50 mg. This drug is used for an overactive bladder. The 25 mg strength has sales of $1 billion. Now, UltraTech Cement will also be in focus as the board has approved purchase of a grinding unit having an installed capacity of 1.1 MTPA in addition to a captive railway siding at Parli in Maharashtra from the India Cements for a consideration of 300 crore rupees. Well, those are the few cues to watch out for today. Have a good trading session. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off.